We're coming, and we ain't backing down.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror.
I'm bitterly disappointed with the officiating today.
Guys being dudes.
And they run through our like through a tin horn, man.
Thank you to our subscribers. I'm Alex Kirshner. I'm here with Stephen Godfrey, recording on Tuesday, March 19th, about 12:30 in the afternoon Eastern time. Stephen, how are you?
Trying to figure out whether or not we're going to have an ACC. Sometimes we do all different kinds of programs here inside the pantheon of the Split Zone Duo Content Network Factory, etc. But this one is going to be as raw and real time as I think we've ever done, short of a couple firings, Alex. We were in the middle of recording a standard show, and how many minutes ago did this break, Alex?
It broke probably about a half hour ago, right about lunchtime on Tuesday. And we were together, so we figured we would record some quick thoughts on this after reading through the unredacted parts of Clemson's extensive lawsuit that it
just
filed in South
Carolina.
There's a lot of
redacted, isn't there?
Against the ACC. Wanted to talk about this sort of in a bigger picture, what it means for the ACC sense, because I think the lawsuit itself, and I will throw up my usual not a lawyer disclaimer, but I think you shouldn't take the lawsuit itself seriously for what it says as much as for what it signals.
So wait, what do you mean by that specifically?
Sure. Clemson is making an argument that is ridiculous and that Clemson's leadership surely does not believe seriously, which is that the ACC's grant of rights, which says that every member of the ACC grants its rights to its media through 2036, to the ACC for a deal with ESPN, does not apply. Clemson believes that at root, that it is only granting its rights to the ACC for as long as Clemson is in the ACC, and not after Clemson hypothetically leaves the ACC. That is ridiculous. There is nobody in college sports, and you don't have to be a lawyer to know this, nobody in college sports has ever understood a grant of rights to mean that. And it has been widely reported that Clemson and Florida State have sent lawyers to the ACC's headquarters to look over the grant of rights. One of the reasons, I think probably the reason why so much is redacted in this complaint from Clemson at the ACC is that the ACC keeps that grant of rights under lock and key. There's some little excerpting that is done, but for the most part, Clemson and Florida State lawyers, for instance, I believe have not even been allowed to take pictures or make copies of the actual document. So there could be a tremendous lawyers podcast that would go over whether or not Clemson's novel legal argument here about the ACC not meaning what it says it means by the grant of rights, whether that argument, you know, holds water. But I think that from our perspective as college sports media, and I think certainly from yours as college sports observers, fans, employees, whoever you are listening to the show, I think we can level with each other that the idea that Clemson didn't agree to grant its media rights to the ACC until 2036 is silly. And it's obvious, like they did this several years ago, and some things have changed in college sports since then that have given mm-hmm. Florida State and given Clemson some contractual agreement remorse. Like, that's it. I think that there are going to be a lot of people in college sports media who miss the forest for the trees here and who focus on whether Clemson actually has a point. They don't have a point. The argument is that they're making is very silly, but it's still...
Why do you think that is?
Well, because I think that we, royal we, in the college sports press corps are trying to play goalie almost with so many lawsuits and NLRB proceedings and Supreme Court hearings and congressional hearings that Supreme Court arguments, not hearings, they don't call it hearings at the Supreme Court, that we don't want to feel dumb and be left holding a bag if we missed that, you know, the lawyers for Clemson or for Florida State have some great legal argument here. I am confident from just less than an hour of looking through what they've proposed that this is not on legal grounds, like a serious effort, right? Like they've paid lawyers hundreds of dollars an hour to make a case that I think most people would acknowledge is pretty transparently dumb. They also borrow a bit, I noticed, from Florida State's suit a couple months ago against the ACC. Like they argue that the exit fees that the ACC imposes on members who leave are just really, really high. But guess what? Like that's also not new. Maryland paid tens of millions of dollars, like the better part of a decade ago, to leave the ACC for the Big Ten. And I think the important thing to just understand about the whole FSU and now Clemson thing versus the ACC is that the legal arguments are silly. Like they are an attempt to walk back what is obvious to every person in college sports, which is that a grant of rights is a grant of your media rights to a conference for a set period of time. Like maybe a really good lawyer can find a hole. Maybe it works, but like nobody seriously believes that that is not what a grant of rights means. Do you agree with that?